On this show, we feature several guests. Siobhan Shame of EverDreamSoft, the developer of the Spells of Genesis game. Robert Ross, the founder of FoldingCoin.net. And Nicola Minichiello of VanVix.com. Welcome to a startup, guys. I'd like for each of you to introduce yourselves, starting with Siobhan.
Hello, this is Siobhan Shame from EverDreamSoft. I'm the founder of the company and the producer of Spells of Genesis game.
Hello, everyone. Robert Ross. I'm the founder and director of Folding Coin, Inc.
Hello, everybody. My name is Nick, and I'm a project manager for VanVix, and we do marketing and PR for crypto projects.
Thank you. I've seen a lot of interest around the Spell of Genesis project, particularly with the crowd sale. We're going to start with Siobhan with a few questions. Siobhan, how did you get started producing video games?
I started making games when I was a child, when I was very young, and I produced my first, I will say, commercial game, a game that I shared to people on internet when I was on high school, and that was the first version of Munga. Back in 2004, 2005. Then after that, I did my university studies, and the mobile phones, smartphone came out, and I decided to create a company, continue to work on top of Munga, that was an amateur project, to make it professional and to release it on mobile.
Okay. And so are you a programmer?
Yes, I do program, and I started when I was young. So I developed the game. I wrote the code myself and do the designs at the beginning. And I studied business and computer. So I have a background in business, marketing, and also computer. And after that, when I started the company EverDreamSoft, I moved more over management side. And now I do not program as much as before.
Okay, thank you. You've been developing games since you were young. What made you decide to actually take this full time and create a company around it?
When I started, I really saw a big opportunity over mobile, smartphone. It was the iPhone. It was very new. And the App Store was not out yet, but I really thought the mobile would become something very used, and especially for games. At that time, people didn't play games on their smartphone except for Snake or some rare thing. But I thought that there was a big opportunity, so I decided to make a product on mobile. And at that time, it was inconceivable people will spend any money on a game on their mobile phone. But I took the bet that it would change, and it did change, actually.
Okay. That's great. Were you first released on iOS or Android? And I guess you said you started in 2004. So what platform did Munga release on at that time?
So in 2004, it was on the web, a web game in PHP static. And in 2009, when I started Munga on mobile, I took back the code, the server-side code of Munga, and I programmed an iOS version on top as a client using the same old server that I started. And still today, there is some still some codes running on Munga that I wrote 10 to 15 years ago.
Okay, wow, that's great. So now tell me a little bit about how the creation of EverDreamSoft came about.
So when I started working on mobile technology, I had an opportunity to work with my company. I presented the project Munga to the company I was working for, and they were interested, but the company was a startup, didn't survive the 2008 crisis, and I decided to take the opportunity to develop the game myself and create a company around it. So I started small, It was just me and some people helping me here and there. Then we got some investor who really liked what we were doing and who believed in the vision. And then after that, it started growing a little bit, employing other people, designers, and to improve the product. And that's the way it started, actually.
Okay. You said you had a few of the people that were just helping you out. They were not paid. They were just donating their time. And then at some point, they became contractors for you or employees?
Yes. Some of them became employees. Some of them find other routes. So there was different profile and different people that I collaborate. Some became just fans, or so it depends. But some of them became employees to EverDreamSoft.
Okay, your team at EverDreamSoft now consists of who?
So now we have one marketing manager. We have one developer. We have one person who do the administration and also design and website. We have external contractors as well. Koji in Tokyo, who collaborate on Spells of Genesis, since Japan is an important market for us and for game in general. And we have a game designer in Utrecht, near Amsterdam. And we have a community manager in France.
Okay, great. I also saw on your website that you offer other services other than game development. Can you go into what those are?
Yes, we are specialized since the beginning. Our DNA is innovation. So we like working on exciting products that not a few people are on. And we are hired for several projects when it comes to innovation or mobile development. So we do also some other projects locally, since some people know about us and contact us and say, hey, you know to do that, can you develop an app? So this way we strengthen our development skills and knowledge on mobile development.
Okay, that's good. Okay, now on to the Spells of Genesis game. Can you give the audience an idea? What is the concept of the game?
Yeah, Spells of Genesis is a new game that we are developing. Our first game is Munga. Munga is a card game. It's hardcore, if I can say, a hardcore card game, so for players who are hardcore gamers. Spells of Genesis is going a little bit more casual to mid-core, if I can say. It's designed to be very entertaining, adding some arcade feature, something that you can just pick the game and just trying to just shooting the enemies and play very easily. So this is the casual part, the arcade part. And the goal was to have a game that my mother could play, because she always told me, I don't understand anything on Munga. So we wanted to add a game in our catalog that has the power and the opportunity to bring a good mass of player, but with keeping a strategic aspect. So Spells of Genesis is arcade, so it's easy to take on. But when you start going deeper on the level, on the difficulty, you'll find out that some characters have strengths, like water is strength against fire. And you'll find out that all your characters are very different and have different powers. So you have to choose wisely. And this is the deck management and RPG part, if I can say. So a game that is casual, easy to take on, but has a high depth strategy in it.